Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. Join me for conversation where we learn about food, wellness, beauty, travel, and spiritual concepts for high vibration living. Only you know what your body needs. Let this be the reminder that you have the power to tap in and know the food, self-care, and spiritual practices that will best serve you. I will be sharing my knowledge and learning with you from experts providing insight into nourishing all the layers of you, the physical, emotional, spiritual, and etheric bodies, so you can feel your best and live your dreams. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. And today I'm chatting with Darren Olean, who you guys are probably familiar with because of a television show on Netflix called Down to Earth, which he co-stars with Zac Efron. And I have him on the show today because I really appreciate the work that he's doing around Inconvenient Truths. If you follow him on Instagram, if you're aware of his podcasts and his other shows and his recent book, this is what he's really diving into, helping us understand that the shortcuts that we take now might and probably will affect our health in the future. So the quick fixes, the time savers, there's always a trade-off. And that's what we're diving into in this episode in regards to cooking, meal prepping, the kitchen, reheating your food, choosing your appliances, choosing your cookware. There's a trade-off to everything. And simple is always best. Back to basics is always best. And questioning everything during this time, even us, is what's really important. Darren has spent nearly 20 years exploring the planet, discovering new and underutilized exotic foods and medicinal plants. And his background is pretty incredible. I encourage you, of all my podcast episodes, read the show notes for this one so you can become a little more aware of Darren's background and why he's the perfect person to be talking about these subjects with us. And if you haven't checked out a show on Netflix, Down to Earth, now is the time. In this episode, we start to talk about what fatal conveniences are, the shortcuts that you're probably taking in the kitchen, and how you can edit them without it being overwhelming. Understanding your cookware, the microwave, when to choose items that are shelf stable, when they should just be available for emergencies, why cooking certain foods from scratch, like beans and rice, is so important, and that there's just certain foods where we should never take shortcuts. He also shares with us his very secret, healthy, much-loved salad dressing recipe, and so much more. It's just a treat to have him on. There's so much to learn from him. And we also get into frequency, as I love to dive into with all my guests. We talk about the frequency that is going into food when we're using electric stovetops, electric ovens, microwaves, gas. And, you know, the challenge with all these new technologies that are coming out for us in preparation of food and the lack of studies that are being done, and that we really have to be our own advocate when it comes to our health and well-being. If you're listening to this podcast, you've heard that before in some way, shape, or form, and you're here because you know that. And what I talk about with Darren as well is, you know, there's so many different ways to approach healthy living. And the way that I like to do it with you all is through food and is through how you feel, helping you experience healthy whole foods, learning to cook for yourselves, and then feeling how good it is when you cook simple foods from scratch. So you buy into a more health supportive lifestyle this way. For other people, you know, they buy in because they watch a television show like Down to Earth on Netflix, or they get influenced by a celebrity, or they read a book, or they through skincare or makeup. There's all different avenues. But at some point, it's like another one of my spiritual practitioners has always said, Lavendar, who's the woman, the astrologer who coined the term starseed, you can either join now or join later. But at the end of the day, you know, this is just the future and the only way to be healthy and stay healthy. So this is quite an introduction for Darren. I loved this episode. We get right into it. We're wasting no time. So without further ado, here is my episode with Darren Olean. I hope you enjoy. If you did, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I'd so appreciate it and enjoy the episode. Cheers. Hi, Darren. Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast.
Hey, Whitney. It's great to be here.
So I'm really excited to talk about this topic with you that you've been covering for a while now, and you have a book on called Fatal Conveniences. And I want to dive into it as it relates to the kitchen, meal prepping, cooking, all the shortcuts people are taking to try to be healthy and be smart with their time. Perfect. So we know that the one I want to talk about right away is the microwave. People love meal prepping these days. You know, they take the time and they spend the money to buy great quality ingredients at the farmer's market or different proteins. They're being more mindful, but then they're prepping all the food one day and they're choosing to reheat it in the microwave. What are your thoughts or what have you learned in research about the microwave?
Yeah, this is a tricky one from many different aspects. The first thing I want to just bring up is, does radiating your food make sense to you? So what I mean by that is I'm asking people a common sense question. Does it make sense? We have used heat as the evolutionary process for sure. And we have come into these conveniences. So the core of the microwave is a box that creates magnetic and frequency generation, and it excites the molecules and the cells at that level, and it vibrates them. It increases their agitation. And so microwave radiation is essentially creating heat from the inside out. It's kind of a flippant term called superheat, right? So fire, as you know, it's heat that we then can control as it relates to our food, and we've evolved into that. This is a completely other way. It's really convenient, but it's using electromagnetic frequencies, and it's throwing that into our cellular structure of our food. Not a lot of people will go on the record. We don't have long-term study. No one's doing it, right? There's no group legitimately doing powerful work. But the thing that we have to acknowledge, and some researchers have started to do this, and that they realize that there's chemical components, obviously, that are involved in our food, and that there's denaturing that's happening with that. So we're really talking at a level that we don't think of food that much. We're talking at the cellular level and the denaturing of proteins and the potential ripping apart their DNA structure, in this case, from protein perspective, the amino acids. And we don't see the change of that molecular structure to our naked eye, but that is essentially the alarming nature of this, that they're starting to see the shifting of some of the molecular structure. And then, of course, you have, just generally speaking, microwavable food in any container that you have within that microwave is then perpetuating chemicals, exposing themselves into your food. So you've got layering effect. I have not used a microwave since probably 86, right? Like at 16, 17, 18, I stopped using that. It just never made sense to me.
Yeah.
And so that's the side of this, the fatal conveniences and all of the research that I do with all of this stuff, you eventually come up to this point where no one's willing to do the rest of the work into that electromagnetic frequency destruction that's happening, but we're starting to get those indications. So this is something that one of the researchers that I talked to about 20 years ago said the only safe thing to put in a microwave is distilled water. So if you want to heat water, then be my guest. But I always say microwaves, aside from the caveat here, is the environmental issue here, is that the best use of a microwave is to use it as target practice.
Yeah, and I always encourage people, if they have one in their homes and they can't remove it, to unplug it, because yes, it's still emitting a frequency whether you choose to use it or not. And that's another thing that I'm encouraging people to become more aware of, is when you enter your kitchen, everything's plugged in 24/7, and there is an electromagnetic frequency that's building in that space. And if you don't open a window and invite in some fresh air, it's just going to keep building, because we know we can't unplug our refrigerators. We can't unplug our ovens, and that's okay. They provide a great service, but we get to kind of actively create a balance in this space. You're very mindful of like your living space. What do you do to balance that electromagnetic field that they're building?
Yeah. And I mean, this is a very, very important thing that you bring up, because we're layering on top of ourselves all these smart devices. They are not smart. They are not better for us. So anytime I see smart, I run the other way. And this electromagnetic smog that we can't see is, all of the evidence that I've seen is literally, you could summarize it as, it is more stress on the body, right? So if you have a smart fridge, a smart oven, a smart laundry, you know, system, whatever that is, and then all of these other devices plugged in, you have an electromagnetic storm of electromagnetic fields, and these are polarizing fields. These are different than depolarized, you know, Schumann resonance from the Earth, from photons of the sun. These are biologically necessary for us. This is a different thing. Mm-hmm. These are man-made electromagnetic fields. So we need to definitely minimize that as much as possible. I don't buy anything smart. Induction stoves, I'm not a fan of either, even though they're really convenient and they heat very fast. Again, it creates a wide field of electromagnetic radiation. And you can always find a little snippet in the fine print of this stuff when they say, well, don't be within a foot of that induction stove. And you're like, wait a second, I'm cooking. Like, it's impossible. Just like they say, don't put a phone up to your head. You're like, what? Like, in the fine print. So we know that they have to, on some level, say something because it is a danger. It is a stressor. So we want to minimize that. So quickly, I turn off all Wi-Fi at night. The best use is plug everything back in so that blanket of Wi-Fi. I know people are going to roll their eyes and they're like, oh my God, that's so inconvenient. But I'm just saying, at least turn off the Wi-Fi at night. You don't need it while you sleep. And like you said, if you can unplug things when you're not using them, even better. You want to make sure that everything's grounded properly in your overall home. Don't buy smart devices. Don't use your computer. Don't use your microwave. Like, all of these things are just great mitigating things you can do to lower stress. That's it. Because it's stress you're not perceiving, but it's persisting every day, all day. And that's where things really start to go awry.
And I would assume that because you've spent so much time in nature and you're so mindful of the food that you intake, that you've become more sensitive to those frequencies and can feel them when you're in a space that they've really built up versus a space that doesn't have that. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we need to be, you know, it's kind of the double-edged sword, right? And it's like, even when I go into a building or a hotel or an event, there is a level of stress that is, this world is not normal. We are not used to this thing. Going to New York City, we have not adapted to it. So yes, I feel aches in my body, aches in my back. I can feel these things. So the running joke is I keep shoes in my car, and only when I need them, I put my shoes on. So I'm putting my feet on the ground. I'm going outside in the morning, during the day, running the dogs. Like, I'm constantly grounding. And grounding is a great way to discharge and to balance that electromagnetic field in the body, this natural toroidal field that we have that are absolutely always balancing with energies. The problem with our created energy fields from our smart devices, from our EMFs, from our Wi-Fi routers, from our gaming devices, all of that stuff, your body can't harmonize with it. So there's a conflict, and that conflict raises the level of stress. Free radical oxygen species, proximity and duration are the problems here. The evidence keeps showing that when you're around these fields all the time, that's where blood-brain barrier starts to open up. You have unwanted proteins going into the brain, and that sets off a cascade of effect of stressors and inflammation. And again, the aging process is excited and accelerated with stress and with free radicals. And the more stress, the more free radicals. So when you are in this world and you can balance yourself, put your feet back on the ground, get outside, get fresh air, open up the windows, don't use lights as much as possible. Like, I don't turn any lights on. Like, I go with literally the flow of the sun, right? So I am doing the best I can being in the world and not being a victim of this modern world. And we just need to kind of go back in order to move forward a bit while we kind of navigate this, which is why I called it fatal conveniences, because these things are so convenient. We don't have to flint a fire and cook our food. We can throw it into a box. Microwaves are their defense mechanisms for the military. They're projected fields of they've been used for a lot of different things, and it just doesn't make sense that we have them in our homes and using them with our food and all of this stuff. So I say the best thing to do is question everything, because as I quickly discovered that many of these agencies that have created these convenient things in our kitchens and other places, that they haven't done the safety studies. They haven't proved safety first. Here's the thing that most people have to grapple with. If they grab my book, if they listen to this podcast, they have to grapple with the fact that they think there's an agency that's looking out for their best interest of their health. That does not exist.
Yes. Hi, I'm Chef Whitney Aronoff. As a personal chef, I created custom organic spices for my clients. These blends are of the highest quality with no added sugar, MSG, caking agents, or any junk. I want you to have the same access to good quality seasonings, which is why I've launched my line of organic spice blends. High Vibration Foods by Starseed Kitchen is my collection of chef-crafted organic spice blends made with only good-for-you ingredients. I use organic source spices, ancient mineral-rich Redmond real salt, prepare the blends listening to Kundalini mantra music, then charge the jars with the quartz Giza crystals for a true high vibration experience. You can now purchase my most requested blend, 11 Magic Herbs and Spices, on starseedkitchen.com. Use code STARSEED for 10% off your purchase. Can't wait for you to enjoy.
Every so often, they will loft something out going, hey, we created the toxic PFAS or Forever Chemical Safety Board now. And you're like, well, wait a minute. It's all over in our environment. You already failed. So why are you creating an agency when you've already said there was an agency protecting us? It is a whack-a-mole. When you really look at it, you're like, oh, they do not have our safety first. They have, all I can conclude is they have profits and power first. So what's the empowerment? These conversations, what's the empowerment for you? Take these initiatives, take these actions so that you minimize for your family, for your pets, for your children, for yourself. Hey, if you can eat whole healthy food, do that first for the majority of your calories. Mm-hmm. Then cook with, you know, avoid the nonstick pans that have the Teflons and the things, and make sure, listen, I've dug into these companies and they're still trying to get around when I investigate them. And so we have things like, Environmental Working Group. We have this great Leah, who owns Mamavation, who does all of her own testing with agencies. We have these things pop up, these nonprofits pop up, because the first thing I was saying, the agencies don't exist that really have our back. So these agencies pop up and these conversations have to be had, and the books that I wrote have to be written, because we need to inform each other, support each other, and support our homes, support our communities, do something better outside of the norm. Understand that this grappling of anything you buy is relatively safe, it's not, right? Yeah. And it's not like it's going to acutely kill you if you microwave your food. It's just, again, it's layers and layers of stress. If you had stress in front of you, would you choose it voluntarily? No. So minimize your stress. The other side is, by eating healthy food, you're doing the exact opposite. You're, number one, avoiding the toxic stress molecular structures or contaminants of chemicals. So you're avoiding all of that, and you're eating whole healthy food that is not only not exposed to chemicals, but increasing your resiliency and your vitality and your antioxidant capacity. So it's a massive shift. Just by avoiding the negative consequences, you're increasing this huge amount of vitality promotion just by common sense choices.
Well, I always try to tell people that if you don't believe it, why don't you test it for yourself and see how you feel? Do a side by side. And that's what I did when everyone was in the Instapot phase. I took a traditional slow cooked recipe and I made it in my Dutch oven. the traditional way. And then I did the Instapot version and I taste tested them side by side. And not just the flavor profile, but how I felt was so crystal clear to me. You know, I just borrowed a friend's Instapot to do the experiment. I would never buy one because it's two different frequencies. So one's made through an electric outlet. The other one's made in a gas oven. One's using stainless steel. Another one's using, you know, a non-toxic ceramic. You could even do it in a clay pot. You know, one is cooking for 5-6 hours. So you're really getting that slow energy into your body. The other one's, you know, only done in a shorter amount of time. Like, so it's all energetic almost. It's not because it's the same ingredients and you can taste and feel the difference. So I always encourage people, you can take the same meal, microwave it and heat it up in the oven and see how different you feel after eating it. And then, you know, you have your answer.
Totally. I mean, it's completely devoid of life anyway, right? So that kind of blasting it in radiation and thinking that the, you know, you need life begets life, right? Healthy food begets healthy life. Like it's literally not complicated. The problem is we've complicated it with this pushing of these conveniences without this understanding of safety. And every time I hear like any sort of interaction with something that's not normal, like if it was true ceramic, great. But, or true, you know, even aluminum, you can have some leaching happening. So things like that, you have to do the work on understanding that anytime food is up against anything, you have potential leaching of unwanted heavy metals, unwanted PFAS or PFOAs, unwanted BPAs, BPHs, you know, these kind of things. And this is a onslaught to your endocrine system. Mm-hmm. This is a punch in the ovaries. This is a punch in the testes. Like this is not good over time. And especially with our children in developmental years, you know, this is a really big problem from the chemical exposure to foods. And we're just oblivious to it because we've become under the spell that, you know, this can't possibly be harmful to me. And come to realize that many, many products, many, many foods, even something that's created for microwavable food, is like the container itself is going to be so unbelievably toxic. One of the most toxic foods from a microwave is microwave popcorn.
Really?
It is unbelievably toxic, right? So the gas exchange, the heat of the benzenes and whatever the artificial flavors and colors and the interactions between that, the aluminum, you know, this is like one of the worst foods you could eat. And it's like, I just want popcorn with my movie. Little did you know, it's a very toxic substance. So this is where, like, I honestly, even moments like this, I can't believe we are in a society, even in this situation. Like it's just unbelievable. I don't know where the morals and ethics completely got punted, but I know it's kind of like the death of a thousand cuts, right? So slowly over time, you know, interestingly enough, in the genesis of most of the fatal conveniences, so like the invention of, you know, a tea bag, you know, or the invention of dental floss, all of that was so innocent and so good for us, right? It was an artisan delivering herbs to its village, and it was just more convenient to put in a cloth, and wrap it. And then eventually he said, well, why loose leaf it and just put it in hot water? And same with dental floss. It was a little string. But then eventually along the way, like, oh, well, we don't want that bag to break in this hot water, so let's coat it in plastic. And so now you're putting plastic and plants into a hot water, so that of course that's coming into it. And dental floss, they put PFAS in it so it slides easier between the teeth. Like, these kinds of things are insane. It's just unbelievable that we do these things. The fact that we said, hey, I don't want my eggs to stick, so I'm gonna buy into this. Hey, it's really convenient. It's really good at its job when you layer it with chemicals, and it's heat resistant. It doesn't break down to the naked eye, and the egg doesn't stick. It's so good. But the fact is, it's so toxic, right? So these things are, this is the duel that's going on. You know, it's like these things are so convenient, and they're mostly so bad for us. I say, like, and kind of getting ready a few minutes before, I had this moment where I'm like, you know, we talk about fast food, right? It's like microwave is essentially at home fast food, right? Yeah. So the food is horrible, right? The whole food itself is just absolutely horrible, and whatever it is left in it, you're kind of beating the hell out of it, and it's probably not even recognizable molecularly to your body. So, and then energetically, there's so much going on that's not good. But here's the thing: the greatest OG of fast food is reaching out and grabbing that banana, reaching out and cutting that romaine lettuce, you know, reaching out and grabbing that olive oil. I mean, that I can make a salad faster than I could microwave a weird ass meal, right? So I got to defrost it. I got to, like, all that stuff. I'm cranking on a salad, a handful of nuts, a full colorful salad. I mean, that's my daily. So that's the OG of fast food. It's ready to eat, right? And even better if you can grab it yourself from your garden, from your farmer's market, for all of that stuff. Plus, you've made cooking so much easier, right? You're just like, I got not a tiny salad, I get a big ass salad, right? And then if I want any stews or whatever, then I just throw a medley in and use water and, like, boil it and add some spice. I mean, it's so easy to eat well. It's, you know, without the crazy stuff.
No, it's so simple, and you feel so much better, and you get so much bang for your buck. So you get more life force energy. You feel better. You glow from the inside out. It costs less. It brings joy into your life. You become proud of the fact that you can make something for yourself. I mean, it keeps going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm really into always exploring different types of cookware and finding the most traditional style pieces I can. So right now I cook a lot with Extrema cookware, which are made from clay. And so I have a small little skillet that I cook my eggs in every day, and I just use a little butter, and they never stick because, you know, if you just take your time, use low heat, add real fat, you don't need nonstick.
Right.
Like, it will all work because somehow someone before us did it without that.
Somehow. it's how we made it without a microwave. It's unbelievable.
Like, yeah. So I always try to think, and I always encourage, you know, as a chef, that my clients don't look at their family recipes from their grandparents or their great grandparents. I want them to go like five generations back and think about what they were eating and how they were preparing meals. I'm really into going to historical societies, libraries, to find the oldest cookbooks you can, see how they ate in your area, and see what makes sense for you to apply to how you live now.
That's amazing. I love that. What a great hobby to grab that ancient data and then bring it back. I mean, listen, I think we have lost so much. I have been in cultures. I spent time off of the beaten path with the Incan warriors of agriculture, because they were warriors of agriculture. So they would do tests that will blow your mind. You can't even comprehend. They had, by the way, they had food stored in different areas within the environment. The potatoes were up on this mountain because the sun wouldn't hit it, and they would understand that the cooling would keep those tubers better. They would have the other food. They had food for everyone in the village, and this was thousands for 7 years, right? And the way that they would learn to understand how to grow based on conditions and everything else, it's like there's so much. Like, I walked away from 2 weeks of that going, their technology was far beyond what we think. They're just like barely surviving. Like, they were thriving. We don't have 7 days worth of food in our supermarkets, and in 3 days all hell breaks loose if we don't have food available, right? And yet the Incas had everyone had food for 7 years if
Incredible.
everything stopped. So I love that you did that from the cooking perspective. I just find it interesting to, like, sometimes we need to look back at true history so that we move forward in some of the failings that we're making in our modern world. And listen, I think that, again, I think there was innocence and power in the creation of many of these things. And I think that, maybe they got over their skis because they didn't do any studies to know that these things probably aren't the greatest things to do over a long period of time. But I think now we take that consciousness and we bring that back into our home. And I want to live in a convenient modern life too. I just don't want to do it at the detriment of my life, right? And that's where we need to continue to have these conversations so that we liberate ourselves from the amnesia, and the apathy that we all can fall into around these things.
I completely agree. As a chef, I don't want to spend all day in the kitchen. And as you start to learn about traditional cooking and how certain foods require more prep time. So, one of the things that's great for us to eat are beans, but it does require us to wash and soak them overnight. And as someone who cooks for different families, I know how to plan ahead. It's easy for me to work that into my schedule, and it's not a big extra step. But for other people, like learning to plan ahead their meals for the next few days, knowing that they need to pull out the beans and soak them is inconvenient and is a lot of extra time. So they reach for the can. I always try to communicate with people that cans are emergency situations. Like that's worst case scenario. That's 911. We should always be preparing our food from scratch, and that's there for the emergency. What are your thoughts on canned foods in your research, and especially when it comes to beans and that life force energy transfer? And is that happening at all when we eat the canned food? And I'll just let you go from there.
I love beans, I love legumes, I love nuts and seeds. And so these things are staples. These are longevity staples. Don't buy into the fact that they have lectins. When you prepare those foods, the lectins are gone. So the fact that people and even doctors are saying that those things are bad are ridiculous because we're not eating them raw. So just that as a side note, don't be afraid of beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. So yeah, I mean, I cannot, to your point, I think that's a great model. It's an emergency situation to eat these things. But anytime you have those beans that are, I mean, they're already prepared. They're soaking in whatever solvent, microbial solvent they need to be in because they're on a shelf. And that's a problem, right? There's gonna be some microbial disinfectant in there, most likely. And when that, you know, is interacting with the side of the can, you have BPA, you have BPH. The problem with some of these things are like, it says BPA free. Well, they're just playing games because they just changed the molecular structure, and technically it doesn't have BPA, but then it had BPH. They essentially have to have a barrier on those cans, the inside of those cans, so that it doesn't break down, it doesn't rust, and it protects that food from interacting. So it is some sort of chemical that's in your food, like, period. So yes, emergency, but not as a staple. Again, I think we're dealing with habits, right? It's the habits feel so big when we think we need to overcome them. Mm-hmm. And it's really just a pattern that you have not had in your life. So literally, how long does it take to soak black beans? No time. You have a glass jar, you fill it with filtered water, and you leave it. That took 4 seconds, right? So then when it's there, it's soaking for 8 to 12 hours. Obviously, you rinse that, you rinse again. Okay, what's that? 2 minutes? So now we're at 2 minutes and 7 seconds, 4 seconds. So now you've actually got what those beans, aside from they cook them, but now you throw them in a pot, you simmer them. Obviously it's a clean pot and it doesn't have the heavy metal leaching or the chemicals or whatever. So now that's just sitting there. So you just turned on the simmer and that took you all of what, 3 minutes to get that time. And then you put the lid on it and then you watch the timer. So at the end of the day, it's not time. It's not a pain in the ass at all. And we now know from the research that when you cook your own food, you are healthier, period.
Yeah.
End of story, right? Your weight will go down just by the act of controlling your own food intake. And we cannot underestimate the social fabric, the relaxing, meditative nature of cooking food with someone, for somebody. I'm largely live with my two dogs, got divorced a few years ago, so I'm kind of on my own. But when I get to have someone over, it is such a pleasure to be able to cook, because I know, because like, if I make my salad and make this like super dressing that I put, like I'll put spirulina, I'll put miso, I'll put olive oil. Like it's like almost got more nutrients than the salad itself. And then when I see people's mind blow, and it's like, and you get to do that for someone, you get to share that with them. And then you're gifting something that is impossible to truly understand. You're gifting health, you're gifting your love, what you put into it, you're gifting your energy, and you're exchanging that. And you know, in our fast-paced world, man, we do have to slow down and do this exchange and do this. We know that community is within, you know, the top three most important things of living a happy, healthy life. So, these things are vital. So the idea that these things are hard is a lie. So we've got to get over the lie. So I just deconstructed the time side of it, right? So I just went through, all in all, it's a couple minutes, you know, a few minutes that it took to kind of get everything, and then at the end your beans are done and you have them for the freaking a week, you know, and now, like, I love some rice and beans sitting in my fridge. Oh my God, it's so nurturing, so good, and like it's so great to have. And it terrifies me cracking open a can or a beans in a hot beans in a takeaway thing, which guarantees you have chemicals in your food. Guarantees, right? And I'll leave you with this. I'm not going to leave you, but I'm saying that I just talked to a company and a group and some leaders in this space that have just figured out how to change this barrier of PFAS and use plant cellulose at scale. They're doing tests today with McDonald's and Nestle and like, and it, and we'll be able to get out of this forever chemical in our lifetime. I say that as hope. I say that as, let's make our better choices, because the better choices we make, then all of these companies then know that that's what we want.
Yes.
We want healthy food. We want healthy containers. We want convenience, but we don't want the inconvenience of hurting our life in the process.
And I believe that we're going to get to a point with these frequencies that the right people are going to help us attune them, so they are, that our bodies can handle them more comfortably, or they can actually be attuned to supporting our bodies and our environment. I have faith that the people are going to come along that are going to find a way to change those frequencies, and it's all going to be more harmonized. But we have to want it, or else totally. It's going to stay as is. And we all have to become informed. So those changes happen. It can't just be the few of us. It has to be all of us.
Totally. And when you, and it's coming, it's definitely coming. Like it's like, yeah. You know, when I get to interact and when those companies really work it so that it doesn't hurt their bottom line so much, mm-hmm. It just makes it easier for them to adopt. And so we know that people have this anxiety over, I want water that's not in a plastic water bottle. I want food that I don't have to put in the microwave. I want, like, we want better choices. So if we've been given better choices and still make it economic and safe, mm-hmm. that's the best.
Yeah, because then everyone can participate.
Exactly.
Well, as we start to wrap up, can you tell us a little bit more about all the ingredients that are in your super dressing?
Yeah, it changes all the time, but like I always have like a tub of miso paste, mm-hmm. right? So it's good microbial activity. I always eat from a glass jar, raw living spirulina. So I get raw frozen spirulina to mm-hmm. me. So like it's one of the greatest foods in the world. So it's usually some sort of combination of that, tahini, some maybe hummus. So hummus, miso, spirulina, olive oil, and it's some sort of mixture. I kind of move it around whenever, whatever I have or whatever, but that's kind of it. And so when I mix it up, and then of course, you know, I'll put a good amount of unrefined salt or whatever. And then I mix it up, and literally the salad is the deepest green because of the spirulina. So you're just eating just this massive, and it tastes, I mean, people may go, oh my God, but it literally tastes. That's what I love to do, actually. I love to expose people that aren't used to this,
yeah,
to my food and go, why would you eat a dressing that's not good for you when you can make a dressing that's infinitely tastier, beneficial, and actually adds this superfood side to it? So I love to share that with people. But yeah, I can write that down and give that to people. I probably should tell people about it because it's crazy good.
Yeah, start recording different versions that you make because it really sounds delicious. And it's, you know, I'm sure there are sometimes you use lemons and sometimes mm-hmm. you change up the type of tahini that you're using, like little subtle changes. And then it's a whole new sauce.
For sure. Absolutely. It depends on the salad too. Then I'll put some nutritional yeast in there and make it a little cheesy. And yeah, so it's fun. It's fun to do. I mean, it's like, again, I don't spend as much time cooking anymore because I my cooking is making my massive set. Like for me, it's very simple. Like I have tons of fruit in the morning and nuts and things like that. So that's my morning kind of an oatmeal or whatever. So that's quite easy. And then every day is a salad. I sprout, right? So I sprout my own sprouts. And we've got tested seeds from the sprouting company and convenient little trays. We have to get you some, actually. We'll send you some.
Oh, thank you.
So we have big containers, and I eat sprouts every day, not as a garnish, but as actual salad. So the greatest, I mean, when you eat life, that's a thing. Having 20 years finding botanicals and eating the greatest foods in the world, I come to celebrate the freshness and the life of that food. So, when people say, hey, I don't want to focus that much on it. I want to just eat whatever I want and I want to live my life. I'm like, that's not living your life. I don't crave things that are denatured and not full of vitality. I'm the opposite. You don't know what I'm experiencing and you're not letting yourself l live what I'm living. So to say that is actually the opposite. To say I just want to live and eat whatever I want, that usually means the subtext of that is I eat shitty food whenever I want, right? I don't crave it. I eat amazing food all the time, full of life, and I'm on that side of it. So yeah, it's that's the celebration, and then you want more of that. Because that's what your body actually desires.
So I think the fun thing about cooking for other people is the result that they get once they leave your home the next day. And they wake up to feeling a way that isn't the norm for them in their body. I'd love to know what people tell you about how they feel after you cook for them.
I just had this happen. Last week, this girl said literally it was the best salad she's ever had. And I'm not even j making this up. She said the next morning, she goes, she woke up the next morning craving that salad.
Yeah, I bet her cells were like going bonkers for it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. Life wants life, right? And then she texted me a picture of a salad she made herself later. It's like that's how powerful it is, right? That's how powerful. Imagine if all of us, if we all started moving in that way, we'd change the healthcare system overnight, not by saying it's bad, but by just we wouldn't need them. We wouldn't need the mechanism that the healthcare system is set on because we're thriving. Bodies knows how to thrive. Doesn't know how to thrive in swimming full of chemicals and shitty food. That's gonna break us down. And so imagine if we all were celebrating healthy, yummy, delicious food, and we all were going back to go forward, we would be a completely different culture. Like all of the top five things that are killing us today would vanish. Vanish. And the fact that our leaders, call them whatever you want, leaders in every category, leaders in every government, the fact that we are not supporting ourselves with life like that is a world of a twilight zone that it feels like it's the opposite. They're operating in an opposite universe than I am. I'm operating in a world, we're having a conversation that's completely opposite of what people have been used to doing in this modern day world. And it literally is not, what we're saying is not revolutionary. Just like you're saying, this is we're going back to what absolutely works and taking that with us and leaving behind the steps that we created, even though thinking that it might have been good at the time of inception, but isn't. It's not working. So let's just go back to the light switch of common sense. And I have faith that everyone can change anything in their life, especially as it relates to what they're putting in their mouth.
Absolutely. If they just start there and just choose life force energy in whatever capacity they can understand that for themselves every day, you know, if they're just choosing food for energy and how they want to feel,
totally,
they'll totally make different choices. Nobody wants to be a Costco hot dog, I hope.
Oh my God.
Or a McDonald's chicken McNugget, you know, but like, you know, some people have addictions that, you know, it's time to break. So maybe if you just think about it in a different way, that'll ultimately set you off in a new path.
Totally.
Well, Darren, it's been such a treat to chat with you. Thank you so much. Where can people continue to learn more directly from you? See the salads that you're making, read your book. Where should they connect with you?
Yeah, so darrenolene.com. It's got a lot of stuff going on. They can sign up for my newsletter with the latest happenings, social media. DarrenOline.com, the Darren Olene Show podcast, you know, all of that stuff, that sphere, you can pretty much find out anything.
Yep. And I'll have all those links for everyone in the show notes. And I just am really grateful for all that you're doing for us, for the collective, out of the goodness of your heart. So thank you so much. Just know that's appreciated deeply.
Thank you, Whitney. I appreciate it. I love the conversation.
And can you maybe leave our listeners with just one last health tip that they can consider adding into their life?
Yeah, I'm a big lover of clean water. And so if anyone is wondering what to do, because water is like, it's soaking your vegetables, it's cleaning your vegetables, you're in the shower with it. So, you know, and we need to drink it. So I would say if you don't have access to clean natural spring, which many of us don't, obviously, then filter your water, please, please, please. There's a lot of toxins in the tap water, which I won't get into right now. The easy way to do that, reverse osmosis, water filter, and then add some electrolytes back in, some unrefined clean salt. And now you have water, and put it in a glass bottle and take that with you and drink a lot of water. And now you've eliminated toxins in your body, and you've included active water that can actually hydrate you, and your life will change.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the High Vibration Living Podcast. Please leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you are tuning in from to help more listeners like and find this podcast. And if you really loved what you heard today, pay it forward and send this episode to a friend or loved one. For more Starseed Kitchen, visit starseedkitchen.com and follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Be sure to pick up a jar of my High Vibration Foods organic spices, which you can purchase on starseedkitchen.com. You can find me and follow along on my chef adventures on all your favorite social media channels at Whitney Aronoff. Thanks again for tuning in. Cheers to you and your health.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.